Hello, do you remember the ball of jelly? How strong were the vibrations in the soil? How the structural response was linked to the soil motion? This experiment illustrates the dynamic soil structure interaction. It is the topic of this sequence. How do the soil and the structures interact due to seismic excitation? You already know how seismic waves propagate in soil layers. How do they interact with both the soil and the structures? What happens at the soil structure interface? The first type of interaction is due to the motion of the soil around the structure. It is known as kinematic interaction, since it is due to the soil motion. The second type of interaction corresponds to the effects of dynamic forces at the interface. It is known as inertial interaction, since it is due to such dynamic forces. What are the effects of both types of interaction? If we consider the case of deep foundations, such as piles, in the layered soil, we may easily illustrate the effects of kinematic interaction, since the soil motion is different from the bottom to the top of the piles. What are the practical issues of kinematic interaction? If the bottom layer is much stiffer than layer number two, the curvature of the pile close to the interface may be large due to differential soil motions, a soft layer two on a stiff layer three. In Eurocode, the typical thickness of the critical blue area is estimated as twice the pile diameter in each layer. What about the inertial interaction? At the surface, the forces and moments in the raft may be large, leading to some damage in the piles. In Eurocode, the thickness of the sensitive blue area is considered as 2.5 times the pile diameter. How can we model such dynamic interactions? We consider horizontal and vertical motions as well as a rotation of the foundations. The dynamic interaction can be modeled through three different springs corresponding to each motion type. It would be great to model soil structure interaction through such a simple model. The ratio between the vertical force and the vertical displacement simply corresponds to the vertical spring stiffness KV. The horizontal and rotational springs may be defined in the same way. How can we identify these stiffnesses involved in the dynamic interaction process? To simplify the analysis, we may consider part of the soil only through this yellow cone under the foundation. It can be considered as a vertical beam with a variable cross-section, S of Z, which may be defined using tangent alpha. For the vertical motion, we can now analyze waves polarized vertically and propagating along the vertical direction as well. To do so, let's consider a harmonic force, F tilde, with respect to a normalized frequency, omega bar, depending on omega, on B, the foundation width, and VL, the longitudinal wave velocity in the beam, square root of E over rho. Let's write the spatial variation of the normal force in the beam. D by dz of ES duz by dz, it is equal to the inertial forces rho s d squared uz by dt squared. The cross-section area, depending on z, the derivation with respect to z, leads to two different terms that can be rearranged in the following way. D squared uz by dz squared plus 2 over z duz by dz equals the inertial forces. It is then possible to solve this differential equation in order to establish the theoretical link between F tilde and uz tilde in the Fourier domain. In this expression, we may identify the real part in the red box as the stiffness due to the soil, and the imaginary part in the green boxes acting as a viscous damper. We may wonder why a viscous damper. It is due to the radiation of the waves in the soil cone. The section area increasing with depth, the waves are radiated at infinity. This complex variable is called the impedance function. It relates the complex force to the complex displacements in the Fourier space. Finally, the vertical soil structure interaction may be depicted through a spring dashpot system in red, accounting for the real part, the stiffness, and the imaginary part, the viscosity, of the complex impedance function. Consequently, if we can model the whole soil structure system through two spring dashpot systems, one in blue for the structure and one in red for the dynamic interaction with the soil, we may add a lever arm in green to account for the eccentricity of the mass of the structure with respect to its foundation. We may illustrate the interaction for a single structure on a homogeneous soil. At a very low frequency, the interaction is not really significant. At a higher frequency, the interaction leads to a spatial variation of the motion in the building and a clear radiation pattern into the soil. If several structures are considered, differential motions may be observed, since the structures may also interact one with each other. And the radiation pattern becomes very complicated. Let's sum up this sequence. The dynamic soil structure interaction, also called dynamic SSI, accounts for the influence of the soil stiffness on the one hand and of the waves radiation on the other hand. For weak events in the linear range, dynamic SSI is well represented through impedance functions. For strong seismic shaking, it is necessary to account for nonlinear effects such as soil sediment or liquefaction. As you can see on these pictures, these effects may be devastating.